This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado could soon join other states in lifting the statewide mask requirement, which is drawing strong opinions from both sides. CPR's John Daly reports.
Governor Jared Polis's office says he intends to sign a new 30-day mask order that will be modified to account for where we are in the pandemic and local conditions. Some, like frontline workers union leader Kim Cordova, are urging Polis to keep the mandate until more people get vaccinated.
I think it's reckless and irresponsible right now.
But Mesa County Public Health Director Jeff Coor says it's time to move on.
We're ready to drop all of the restrictions.
The current mask order expires on Saturday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Environmental groups want Colorado's top air regulator fired. A whistleblower complaint says Gary Kaufman has created a culture for issuing pollution permits, quote, at all costs. Jeremy Nichols is with Wild Earth Guardians.
We absolutely see a pattern in practice here of the state constantly putting polluter interests over the interests of people in impacted communities.
The whistleblower's EPA complaint claims Kaufman ordered them not to prepare federally required models of potential air pollution from fracking wells, mines, and other facilities. Neither Kaufman nor the governor's office have responded to a request for comment. The state attorney general wants the federal government to cancel student loan debt for those who attended ITT Technical Institute. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Phil Weiser is leading a coalition of 24 states who say the defunct for-profit school defrauded thousands of students. A congressional report found that ITT misrepresented the value of its education, causing students to enroll and borrow loans they couldn't afford. Weiser says the school's deceptive behavior violated the state's consumer protection laws. ITT Tech operated two Colorado campuses in Westminster and Aurora. They enrolled about 300 students. ITT closed its doors in 2016. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Opening day at Coors Field in the eighth inning, Rockies 8, Dodgers 5. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear in Denver, down to 35 degrees. Increasing clouds for Colorado Springs, also a low of 35. Pueblo will be clear, low 35. Grand Junction, partly cloudy, low 35. Vail, mostly clear, lows down to 30 degrees.